Now, the introduction of the Cannabis for Private Purpose Bill in South Africa made its debut into the public sphere and was recently tabled in Parliament on 1st of September 2020. However, the bill in its current form is said to be increasingly narrow in its scope and notably fails to address any commercial aspects and opportunities of cannabis. To help us unpack this, we are now joined on the line by Andrew McPherson, the Senior Associate in the Dispute Resolution Practice at a commercial law firm, Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Samora. Thanks for having me.
Now, Andrew, could you explain to us the current bill and the direction at which this bill has been drafted?
Sure. So you actually did a great job summing it up at the beginning there. Basically, this bill has been in the pipeline for about 2 years since the Constitutional Court judgment in September 2018. And so we've been waiting a long time for this, hoping that the government's going to use this opportunity to redraft this legislation in a way that's keeping with what is happening around the world. When you look at what's happening in America and Canada, in Europe, and you know what's been happening in the Netherlands for years, and in Portugal and Uruguay, the way that things are going is people are looking to the cannabis economy, so to speak, for a massive injection of tax revenue into the country. And for example, in a time like this, when we've got, you know, massive problems coming as a result of COVID, unlocking the cannabis economy would be an excellent means to sort of plug that gap at the moment. But what we've seen here, what we've received from government in this bill, is that they've become very narrow. They haven't stepped one inch outside of what the Constitutional Court told them they need to include in this legislation. They've had the opportunity to include all sorts of other opportunities that could arise, you know, everything from farming to people opening little shops or dispensaries and grow clubs, anything in between. There's a million opportunities that can be created from cannabis. But the problem that we have is that the government has had this bill drafted by the Department of Justice and Correctional Services, and that's not what we would expect. We would hope to see the Department of Health or Agriculture, SARS, the Department of Finance, all of these people getting involved to create a bill that's much more holistic and can cater to other needs. You know, there's farmers in the Eastern Cape that could be opening up their small holdings and growing cannabis that can be sold overseas or to the labs that are opening up. It's just disappointing. You know, there's this great opportunity, and it just seems like they've just given us only what they were told to. They haven't given us more than that at all. And that just seems to be a very sort of old-fashioned approach to cannabis.
All right. And is that the only problem with the bill itself?
So, no. I mean, my biggest problem is that it completely neglects the commercial aspect. It would be wrong of us if we didn't appreciate the good parts of the bill, such as the expungement of criminal records that are related to cannabis offenses that wouldn't otherwise be offenses after the adoption of the bill. That's obviously good, and we're very proud to have that coming in. But the main problem of the bill is actually what it doesn't include. And it's just the narrow scope of it, which is really disappointing when you consider what the potential was for them. You know, over 2 years and in a massive consultative process, we just had much higher hopes, excuse the pun, for what could have come out of this process.
All right. And talk to us and talk us through the commercial aspects and opportunities of cannabis, which were omitted from this bill.
Okay. So currently what's available is you can apply for a license to grow cannabis or to become a lab that processes cannabis and manufactures cannabis-related products. But those licenses are currently quite few and far between, and they're also very difficult to get because you have to have a very strict set of criteria applied to the licensing process, including having to have a site inspector come and visit your site. And we're told that the backlog for this is approximately 2 years at the moment, or up to 2 years. And that's obviously problematic because it means that no one can get their licenses. We can't get small holdings up and running with a commercial practice, which could bring people that are currently operating in the informal economy into the formal economy and bring in, you know, there's tax revenue, there's jobs, there's all sorts of opportunities available. And we're seeing this around the world. You know, you can We've seen now in the United States, you've got some governors calling for the legalization of cannabis in states where it's not been legalized, because that tax revenue can immediately be injected into rescuing the small businesses that have struggled from COVID, and also to help with restorative justice programs to help people who have been convicted of cannabis offenses and need to sort of be reintegrated properly into society. So there's a myriad of benefits available. I mean, I don't need to go on about the benefits of cannabis. These things have been cited for decades. But the problem here is just that we seem to be ignoring that. We're sitting in South Africa at the moment. You know, we're struggling economically, and we've got this golden goose sitting there, and we're just not doing anything about it. It's crazy to me.
And where to from here? What are the next steps in the legislative process?
So actually this afternoon we received the first notification from Parliament that they are opening up for public participation. It's a write-in process initially, where we will be completing submissions on behalf of a number of our clients alone, but there'll be millions. I mean, not literally millions, but they're going to get, this is a very contentious issue, and there's a lot of people who have got businesses basically ready to go as soon as legalization occurs. So you've got a lot of people now who want to make written submissions to Parliament. The deadline's the end of September. And then hopefully the amount of submissions and also the quality of the submissions will cause the drafters of the current bill to go back to the drawing board and say, you know, here's this opportunity. Let's be more progressive. Let's get out of this old-fashioned mindset where we're talking about DACA and how this is going to affect the children, and looking at it as a commercial opportunity for the country and not trying to enforce very sort of draconian views on these people.
All right. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks very much, Maura. Have a good evening.
You too. And that's Andrew McPherson, the Senior Associate in the Dispute Resolution Practice at commercial law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr.